Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners. Thank you so much for your call. Last call in listening in today. I've had some difficulties in getting the file loaded, and it doesn't look like I have been able to get this started. So I will actually go ahead and reload the show today, you and Independence after a car accident, so you may hear full show. Once again, my apologies for the delay, but it will be out there as soon as possible. Thank you for your time. Have you always been independent? Has this independence been taken away by a car accident? Is it now replaced with shame and embarrassment? Are you having trouble accepting your current circumstances? Thank you for joining me, Estra, this June 29th, 2013, for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and Estra's TV, currently featured on YouTube under Estra's blog. This is your car accident show, sharing information and concerns that help you, family, friends, and community from an injured person's perspective, meaning the person hurt in a car wreck. Today's topic will be on you and independence after a car accident. Physical and financial jolt from an injury or sickness may significantly impact life. Typically, most people have little knowledge in what experiences lie before them, making it difficult to ascertain what next steps to take. This is all happening at a time when the things you were able to do is no more, and in a time to rebuild life from an unexpected disadvantage point. Yet, there are always two sides to every coin, and good may come from a tragic event. Just keep your eyes and your heart open to new things, and an acceptance to move from this new starting point. Also, in our program today is personal injury in the news, providing comments on events and holidays of the coming week, my commentary on you and independence after a car accident, and last but not least, discussion on articles related to our topic. The dignity a person holds impacts many aspects of their life. When independence takes a hit from injury or sickness, one's dignity may become in short supply. But it doesn't have to be this way. One's value is not dependent on what you have, but who you are, and that's just not a saying. Also, one's willingness to meet the challenges before you and recover what has been lost is important. In my opinion, we are all winners and we always be. Winning is based upon competing for your dreams, taking the initiatives to make them happen, following your heart, and never giving up. This is something only you can do. In this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being involved in a car accident are up for discussion. If you've experienced a loss of independence due to a car accident, dial 718-766-4385 to be a part of today's program. That's 718-766-4385. If after the show, call 206-203-4686 to provide your comment or tweet at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter. If watching on YouTube, make sure to leave your comment. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, or view every Wednesday on Estra's TV, YouTube user Estra's blog. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington.
Other notable mentions this week include the Supreme Court's decision, May 2, putting down the Voting Rights Act, unfortunately, and same-sex marriage, which they approved. So they ended DOMA. You know, it's an odd thing that the Supreme Court recognizes the importance that each citizen be able to choose whom they should spend their lives with, yet cannot see the value in protecting the rights of each one of those citizens to vote without poll tax, district manipulations, or any deviant behavior to interfere with the right to cast one's vote, regardless of one's race, class, or regional location. In future generations, it will be interesting to see how this specific court will go down in history, upholding the laws of the Constitution or upholding the desires of a privileged few. Another mention for this week is Canada Day, which is July 1st. And I like the timeanddate.com's description of it. Quote, on July 1st, 1867, the British North Americas Act created the Dominion of Canada as a federation of four provinces. This event is known as the Confederation of Canada. The four original provinces were created from the former British colonies of Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Province of Canada, which was divided into two provinces of Quebec and Ontario. Canada's boundaries have been extended since 1867. The country now consists of 10 provinces and 3 territories. Make sure to go out to and visit timeanddate.com for the full story. Also this week is Independence Day, July 4th. You know, freedom has always come with a price, and it's a price that someone has to pay. For generations, people all over the world have been fighting for their freedom, a freedom to live life in the way they so choose, where the family, friends, and communities are safe from harm, where they can grow and learn. Unfortunately, there also have been people willing to strip others of these rights. And it's only when good people stand up, let me say that again, it's only when good people stand up and say no can true freedom be achieved. Many people in past generations have done their part to get us where we are right now. But we cannot sleep or tarry, because if you do not take care of the current freedoms, they will be lost to others who may profit from suffering. Choose to stand up for the things in life that interest you. This is where your time and your talents belong. It is a gift you give to the world. USA.gov actually had a great 4th of July Independence Day. Quote, the 4th of July, or Independence Day, is a Federation holiday that celebrates the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776. Drafted by Thomas Jefferson between June 11th and June 28, 1776, the Declaration of Independence is at once the nation's most cherished symbol of liberty and Jefferson's most enduring monument. Here, in exalted and unforgettable phrases, Jefferson expresses the convictions in the minds and hearts of the American people. The political philosophy of the Declaration of Independence was not new. Its ideas of liberty, individual liberty, had already been expressed by John Locke and the Continental philosophers. What Johnson did was to summarize this philosophy in self-evident truth and set forth a list of grievances against the king in order to justify before the world the breaking of ties between the colonies and the mother country. I just want to read a couple, about a paragraph and a half of the Declaration of Independence, because it demonstrates why we need to actually vote and what we're fighting for. We don't want to lose the gains we've had and to been taken back. We've seen how in past times where certain people in countries can actually put in laws to effect to take away more of the rights of people, and then it takes a long time to get them back. Quote, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station of which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitled them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Quote, and I'd like to actually hope that someday in our society we get to that, where we see all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I want to stop there for a moment. Currently, the way in which the United States is set up, there's so many people excluded from that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness combination. And that's why you need to vote in 214, in my opinion. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, let me repeat that, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such forms as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. End quote. It's pretty long there. I'll have it out on my Facebook on Estra's blog tips or Talking About You with Estra. And also on Wednesday, the full Declaration of Independence will be on Estra's TV. So make sure you go out to YouTube under users Estra's blog and take a look at that. There's lots of reason to celebrate on July 4th. Sometimes you have to stand and say, we do not choose to be under a power, that's what we did, of the British colonies, and we wanted to choose our destiny. And I think that if we allow our country to be set back in time, we won't even be able to have that opportunity because it'll be such a monopoly that we'll look like the Matrix for sure.
Now, our personal injury in the news this week. These are my views on current events and have no association with the writers of the article. From time to time, I'll stop, take a moment, and comment. Our first article comes from abc15.com. The title of the article is Four Vehicles Collision Causes Traffic Delays on Eastbound. Quote, a four-vehicle collision caused major traffic delays on the Loop 202 Wednesday afternoon. The Department of Public Safety says the crash happened around 5:15 p.m., on the eastbound 202 west of Scottsdale Road. At one point, all three lanes were blocked and traffic was backed up all the way to 40th Street. TPS says at least one person was injured. The cause of the crash is unknown at this time, end quote. Remember, this is summertime and a lot more people are out at all times of the day. More activity, more people, you know, not necessarily concentrating as well as they should. So make sure that you keep a safe distance between you and the car ahead and behind you. So you can't control the people behind you, but you can certainly watch out to see what they're doing. And just be careful. And as this article shows, that once an accident happens, it can impact, you know, a lot of people. It's just not you out there. It's everyone. And we all have to work together and stay safe. Otherwise, someone does get hurt. And unfortunately, it does cause a lot of inconvenience, to say the least, to most people. Our next article comes to us from local12.com, and it's I-75 near Westchester reopens after seven vehicle crash. Quote, drivers once again drive without issue on I-75 just south of Union Center and north of I-275 near Westchester after delay Thursday morning caused a multi-car crash. There were six vehicles and a semi-truck reportedly involved in the collision. There is no word on what caused the accident, but some of the drivers and passengers were injured. The middle lane was the only one open for several hours, and traffic was backed up for several miles from I-75 all the way to SR-129. It reopened completely around 11 a.m., end quote. So when you don't drive or somebody doesn't drive safely or an accident does happen, it can bring a lot of suffering to a lot of people, and it happens really quick. So next time you think, okay, I'm in this all by myself, I'm in my car, I'm doing my thing, I'm going my way, remember that your behavior or the behavior of someone else, whether purposely or accidentally, can impact a lot of people really quick. So make sure to realize you have enough time to get there. Make sure that you leave early if necessary to make yourself comfortable. Or if you're running late, you accept it and don't try to speed up and get yourself and other people in a lot of trouble. So make sure that you realize that it is the summer months. You're going to have more traffic congestion and things may not be as you want it to be, and that's just life, but make sure that you stay around to participate in a lot of people today in a car accident, as you're even listening to this show, will maybe lose their life. So make sure that you will just stay focused on the things and be patient while you're in traffic. Our last article, which is a little bit off, it's not actually a car accident, but I just wanted to make sure that people really get the concept of how much surveillance is happening in our society. And anybody can be subject to it. It doesn't mean that, okay, you've done something wrong, so you should be under surveillance or followed or harassed or intimidated. You can talk to many disabled people who've been injured in a car accident, and I suspect harassment and intimidation has played a major part of this, and including surveillance. So I wanted just to give a heads up on that by an article that I saw. It comes from us from Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. And the title is Report 4 CIA Officers Involved in NYPD Spying. And I want to also, most of the time when people think about spying or surveillance, many people don't necessarily think about local law enforcement. And in my opinion, I think local law enforcement plays a major role in this. I think that anytime you have perhaps corporate power behind things, that you're going to have, they're going to have those resources too to use. So make sure that you don't close your eyes to anything or anyone that that situation could be happening from many different areas. So I'm going to go ahead and read this quote. The vote comes as the CIA has acknowledged 4 former officers were embedded with the New York City Police Department, despite a ban on the agency's involvement in domestic spying. You hear that? And that, they're calling it domestic spying, surveillance, call it what you will, but it's still, to me, abuse, in particular when you're talking about disabled people who've been injured in a car accident and they're just being harassed and intimidated because someone does not want to pay their insurance policy. I'm going to go on, quote. According to the New York Times, one of the officers helped conduct local surveillance but justified his role because he on an unpaid leave of absence. The findings were contained in a summary of an internal CIA probe of 2011 that cleared the CIA and NYPD of wrongdoing after their collaboration was revealed. See, and that's another thing is, it's unfortunately, you know, the justice system, I don't know, I guess if we cannot believe in our justice system, then what kind of country have we got? And I personally believe that's why you need to vote, and you need to vote in people who will appoint people who will continue to treat the American people fair and with justice for all. And in my opinion, we're not really seeing that. We're seeing a few people think that they own the country and they can do whatever they please without any repercussions. Okay, I'm going to go on. It says, where are we here? The findings were contained in a summary of an internal CIA probe in 2011 that cleared the CIA and NYPD of wrongdoing after their collaboration was revealed. In the year after 9/11, the CIA helped the NYPD develop a so-called demographics unit that used informants to spy on Muslims. The Electronics Privacy Information Center, which helped obtain the probe findings, said, despite the assurance of the CIA's press office, the activities documented in this report crossed the line into domestic surveillance and highlights the need for more oversight, end quote. And I could not agree with that more. I just don't know who decided that. Well, from my perspective, anytime you have corporations who are actually running the country, in my opinion, most of the time, instead of government, when you have media that's more interested in being hanging out with the people that they're interviewing than actually doing the job, or you have a company that's in the media that wants to be able to be in favor with these people and so aren't reporting this stuff, we've just got problems. Until we just have quote-unquote good people in office doing the right thing for everyone, society suffers. Good people cannot just sit back and do nothing or be intimidated. Good people have to stand up and say, we've had enough. Kind of like Wendy Davis did this last week, which was fantastic how she stood up and said, for all those hours, to try to prevent that abortion bill from going through. Yet some people decide, no matter how much people stand up, they're going to still do the wrong thing. Well, if they're still going to do things that the people don't want, remember, the people voted them in, and the people can what? Vote them out. So you vote 214. Now, for my commentary on you and independence after a car accident. Personally, I would categorize independence and dignity close together. With independence comes self-esteem, conviction, and a strong defiance against things we believe need changing in our lives, but also in society. When we are able to pick ourselves up by our own bootstraps for some reason, we can say, I did it. In fact, we all need each other, and that type of independence is a rare thing. Yet a traffic collision that takes this independence away can be detrimental to one's outlook on life and shatters life's dreams. But does it have to be this way? Not really. First, how are you defining independence? DictionaryReference.com defines it as the state or quality of independence. You see, the state or quality of independence. Or the freedom from the control, influence, support, aid, or the like of others, right? And number three is a competency. Now, is this how you see independence? I defined it as doing everything you can to have a better life, to look at life's problems straight in the eye, so to speak, and take the solution which best fits your needs. Perhaps you can only complete 50% of a task before handing it over to someone else or leaving it undone. That's enough for this day. One cannot ask anymore. When recovered, go at it again or hand it off to a trusted individual to complete. Many injured, sick, abled, or disabled people need help every single day, and nobody is on an island by themselves. And if you were, they would still have to do things step by step, just like anyone else. How are you judging yourself? Is it by someone else's set of standards? How do you rate what you do each day and why? Check your own internal clock. That's where you find the true level of satisfaction from your performance. You be the evaluator. Seek out those things and people that would be helpful for you accomplishing the independence that you desire. Perhaps it will be by building mutual relationships. Everyone needs help. A person who knows this will find their independence much sooner than later after a car accident. Again, comments on the articles reviewed today are my opinion and have no association with the writers. I will be making comments from time to time through it. Now, most of our articles today actually comes from the CDC.gov, and they actually have a lot of statistical information on, not as much as I'd like on specifics on disability, but most of the time you can actually find general information there about facts that you're looking for. One of the things I found interesting there was the definition of a Center for Independent Living from Section 702 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973 as amended. And it says, quote, Center for Independent Living. The term Center for Independent Living means a consumer-controlled community based cross-disability, non-residential private nonprofit agency that is designed and operated within a local community by individuals with disabilities and provides an array of independent living sources. End quote. And I think that's just really fascinating because I think that's great when you have people who have injuries and maybe one is more able to do one thing and the other person's able to do something else, and you help actually build like a community on those things, and everyone is allowed then to be more independent. It says, quote, Center for Independent Living, it says 51% of the staff are persons with disability, 51% of the board of directors are persons with disabilities, and provide four core services: information and referral, independent living skill training, individual and system advocacy, which is definitely needed. We don't talk enough about advocacy for people who are injured. It was fascinating. I went out to take a look to see how many nonprofits are out there for people needing help who've been in a car accident, who become disabled. And I was surprised that I wasn't able to easily find a single nonprofit that had just that strict, that specific interest. So if you know of one out there, or you are one out there, please email me or at estersblogtips@gmail.com and let me know what you find, or just tweet me on Esther's radio show, because I'd be really interested in finding out. I thought that's interesting that there's, with so many issues that need to be addressed and so much advocacy needed in that area, in my opinion, why are there not no companies out there for that? And that was a little concerning for me. And also peer counseling. So there's four of them. Information and referral, independent living skills and training, individual and system advocacy, and peer counseling. And that's done with at least 50% of people being disabled. So that's how you, in my opinion, build those bonds. You find people who have similar interests and have some needs that perhaps you're able to do, and there are needs that they're able to do that you cannot do. And to me, that makes a very major difference in quality. There's some also a few other resources out there that I want to make known to you. I was amazed to find out that Fannie Mae, which is the largest source of mortgages in the nation, offers home choice mortgages through home ownership coalitions for people with disabilities whose income does not exceed 100% of the area median income. I guess that's AMI. And home choice mortgages require only 3% down, have a higher debt-to-income ratio, accept non-traditional credit histories, and recognizes non-traditional sources of income and support public disability benefits. The loan limits are for 15 or 30-year fixed mortgage rates. So that is something to look into, because it's kind of sad to me how many people who are disabled. First of all, I'm very distressed that companies and auto insurances withhold some of the money, and that Social Security typically is the main source of payment for most people who are disabled. And let's hope that we stay awake and do not let them make that into a stock market for those who already have more than enough, in my opinion anyway. So let me go ahead and get back to the resources before I go into another one of my pet peeves. So that's a great one to know about, Fannie Mae Home Choice, because there's so many people out there who are disabled who can't afford to live because of the amount of money that they get compared to what it costs to live today. And then you have the Consortium for Citizens with Disability Housing Task Force, and they're located in Washington, D.C. Their phone number is area code 202-783-2229. Again, that number is 202-783-2229. It's the home. The next number is Homeownership Made Easy, and their phone number is 888-346-9700. It's 888-346-9700. And they also have a website, which is http://www. Talking about getting tongue-tied. It's homechoice.org is the actual website if you want to go out and take a look at that. Also, Technical Assistance Collaborative, and their phone number is 617-266-5657, and it's tacint.org is the website, and that number is 617-266-5657, and it's tacinc.org if you want to actually go out to their website and take a look. It's important to know of the resources, and it's also important to keep in mind that when you're injured in a car accident and you're making a back, it's a process to get there. It is a step-by-step situation. But are you rating yourself from somebody else's standard of independence? If you are, you're never going to be satisfied perhaps where you are. And perhaps you have some stereotypes of what that really means. So you may want to just take a moment and think about how you're perceiving what it is and how you are rating yourself in comparison with that, and is it a fair assessment? I thought it was also interesting that I found an article that talked about employees demanding more retirement help from the bosses right now. This article comes from MoneyUSNews.com, and it's by Philip Moeller. And I thought it was truly fascinating in the sense that people, and particularly baby boomers now, are saying, wait, hold up, this is not going to work for me. I'm just about to retire, and fortunately many people will be able to retire. A lot of people don't realize that disability might happen in between that time of retirement, starting to work. You may have a disability, and the resources that most people have available today are minimal. Most people are living paycheck to paycheck, and It doesn't matter what the crisis is. In some case, the case that we're talking about today happens to be car accidents, which makes it a lot more, you know, it makes it a lot more, I don't know if it's any more painful. I would say it's really difficult either way. But make sure that you realize that each time that you get that paycheck that you're going to work, you really need to stop and say, I really need to think about holding back something, even if you put yourself first. I think that's Susie Orman who says that. Put yourself first, because if you don't put yourself first and you put yourself last, where are you going to be when some traumatic event happens? The key is really to learn to live with a lot less. And unfortunately, many people who are disabled learn that very quickly because of the limited resources. Let's take a look at this article. It's again by Money US News Today. And the title is Employees Demanding More Retirement Help from Bosses. Quote, many employers have greatly improved their retirement plans in recent years, despite the deep recession and financial pressures. After scaling back the percentages for matching in the 401ks, which, by the way, I just have to stop and add this. Remember, people were talking about them being 201ks after the stock market just plummeted. You might want to make sure that, at least from my perspective, you can put money in different places, but make sure the money that you count is the money that you have in hand and that you haven't placed in somebody else's care. Go on here. Quote, after scaling back the percentage matches in 401ks and similar programs, employers are now restoring matches. They're also stepping up their financial advice, providing employees with more easily understood investment choices and steadily lowering the fees that employees pay to the fund managers. I have to stop here for a moment. I don't believe most people did know that a percentage of their 401ks were going to fund managers' fees. And that's what I challenge you to make sure that you find out as much as you can about your employer benefits, because you might be making assumptions about the benefits that you're getting that isn't true. At the same time, the retirement savings and investment habits of aging baby boomers continue to fall far, far short of what's needed for successful retirement. Let me repeat that, the whole sentence. At the same time, the retirement savings and investment habits of aging baby boomers continue to fall far, far short of what's needed for a successful retirement. And some of this is because of money that just kind of disappeared. Some of it is because of the recession. It's not necessarily, in my opinion, that baby boomers may not have been the best savers, but the things that they thought they'd be able to use just isn't there. House mortgage or real estate isn't what the price it used to be. And if it is, it's not the people that are making the money now from it. It's the banks who bought up their mortgages. So baby boomers, in my opinion, are kind of out there on a limb. Many commentators say that the 401k system is broken and the disappearance of traditional pensions has been replaced by anything resembling a successful employee retirement system. I have a lot of problems with that. Why would our retirement system fail? Supposedly that was more of the secures portion of our savings. What happened to them? And just can you imagine if these same people were able to get a hold of your Social Security disability? What would happen if they were able to put that in their funds? So, you know, sometimes you have to live and learn, and I get that. But you also have to pay a close attention to who do you really trust with your money. I don't recommend going back, at least my opinion, putting it under the mattress. But you surely want to know that you are the one in control of your money. And otherwise, it could truly, all the money that you save can slip away in an instant. Quote, the attention is having an impact on employees and their employers. Employers are increasingly convinced they face challenging, if not dismal, retirement years. According to 2013 Workplace Benefit Report from Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, by the way, in case you didn't catch that, Bank of America and Merrill Lynch are combined, nearly 80% of more than 1,000 current 401k plan enrollees surveyed in March said that they see themselves still working into their late 60s or even 70s. Furthermore, only a third of them feel their employers provide them with sufficient advice to help them prepare for retirement. I just think that when you have, this is my opinion, when you have people who are only looking out for their investors and their bottom line, which in my opinion many corporations do today, then the employee gets left behind. In past generations, the employer always kept, at least from my point of view, they were always concerned about their bottom line. I don't think that'll ever change. But they had more respect and consideration for their employees. And I think you can see this in how they've taken so many jobs abroad, or how some companies don't really want Americans to have some of the jobs. They're trying to ship them out elsewhere, so they end up paying less for them. When people say to me, oh, well, we don't have anybody we can hire in America, I have a hard time believing that. There are many Americans very qualified or could be trained to do the jobs that we have here. Not that I'm saying that that has to be the only way, but I'm very skeptical when they say Americans don't have the skills. If we don't, it's because America has been dumbed down and it wasn't by individual students. Maybe we need to continue to have to rebuild our education system so that more than 20% of our students, leaving 80% of them behind, not giving them a decent education to be able to do any jobs that have any technical skills required. Okay, let me go on before I get onto that one. At the same time, Steve Euland, the firm's managing director for Institutional Retirement and Benefit Services, says employers are convinced they need to do more to help employees achieve successful retirement. This help goes far beyond increasing their match of 401k contributions or finding investment options with lower fees. It involves what he calls a sea change in employers' willingness to provide lifestyle and broad financial advice. I have to stop here. This is my opinion. If employers thought as much about how they wanted to make sure that their bottom line was secure as to their employees' bottom lines being secured, we wouldn't have this problem. The fact of the matter is employers are more concerned with themselves than their employees. And that, in my opinion, is why we've seen more employees say, I have to take care of me and my concerns, that I have to be a priority, because companies have kind of taken a back seat with employees and said, hey, this is what we have to do for our investors. And we're sorry if you end up hung out to dry when you retire, but that's your fault, okay? And it's unfortunate because they've used, at least in my opinion, this information to cause employees not to be as prepared, because it's in their best advantage. If employees don't think about, okay, what is the cost before tax and after tax, and what's going to happen if I need that money and I have an emergency? Am I going to be able to pull out that 401k, or am I going to be taxed up the yin yang and not have what I need and still be in trouble? Whereas that's okay with the employer, because the employer says, hey, put more in there. Make it, don't take out the taxes. You can grow so much money. You can grow so much money, or they can grow so much money. That is indeed the question. Let me go on. Employees, there is no other way to put this, are crying out for help, Julian says. Plan sponsors are saying, you know what? If you have the capabilities to talk to our employees about these things, go ahead. Topics such as household budgeting, healthcare, retirement, long-term disability, and college planning are examples of this expanded menu of employee advice, he added. Clearly, financial readiness, financial wellness, if you will, is fast becoming the number two, if not number one, employee benefit issue after healthcare, end quote. And now this article goes on. I think it's a great one. I would go out and read the entire thing. As you can see, I have a great deal I could say regarding this article. But the point I want you to realize is that your independence depends on you. And it depends on being able to say, these are the things that I need. I'm going to match myself up with others who either can help me accomplish that goal, or I can help them accomplish their goals, and we can work as a team. As far as employers and 401 plans, to me, in my opinion, some of this information was actually available to employees in the past. I think, at least in my opinion, companies started changing those employee benefit contracts, which I strongly recommend that you read, especially the disability section, in case you need that. But the whole thing is very important for you to know what it is they're saying. And don't believe that those plans aren't changing year to year. Most of the time, if they see that something they want to take out because it's costing them too much, they will. And in my opinion, that's where the employees have started to fall, because they were trusting that the employers would supply certain things, and baby boomers have kind of woke up and found out it's just not there. But you can still create your own independence by taking it step by step from where you are right now and moving forward, just by saying, doing an inventory on where you are and where you want to go. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to get there overnight. What you have to do is say, okay, here's where I'm at. I want something better than this. I want to feel better. I want to heal better. I want to find out the latest information. I want to try to do better financially and save more, because if you're actually depending on someone else to help you with that today, it's kind of a scary thought, from my opinion. But your independence after a car accident is possible. Just give yourself time to heal physically, financially, and emotionally. It's just one step at a time. But I'm confident that you can do it. Thanks for being a part of today's show. Remember to like Talking About You with Estra or Estra's Blog Tips on Facebook while looking at today's links. I want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, Musicians and or Songs of Force M, Bravura, Eternal Father Strong to Save, Seal Austin, Disappearance Instrumental, Kataro, Shantae's, Celtic Hymns, Instrumental 2, Dwayne Eddy, Dry 2, Who Began a Good Work When Saw the Sea, and the articles which made our time much more interesting. Make sure to visit their websites and also to make sure that you make comments on today's show. Tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. for Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. And also visit Estra's TV on YouTube under Estra's Blog every Wednesday for videos. Thanks for joining me today, Estra. Have a wonderful weekend. It's really all up to you. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech has allowed Estra's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168. Thank you.